It is Friday, the 21st of February. I'm Linda van Tolberg, and here is your BizNews Flash Briefing. President Cyril Ramaphosa says those who have stolen money from South Africa needed to be tracked down no matter where in the world they are. Ramaphosa told Parliament that Eskom and Transnet had recovered more than 2.3 billion rand in funds lost to corruption. And he said he knew this was just a fraction of what had been lost to state capture, and he would like to see more monies recovered. Ramaphosa said the National Prosecuting Authority was advertising more than 800 new jobs. He said the government is determined that all those who have stolen and those who continue to steal should face the full might of the law, and they might need to be tracked down. The president also defended his proposed sovereign wealth fund and said he believed the fund would contribute to long-term stability while the government addressed its immediate challenges. Goldman Sachs' new head, Jonathan Penkin, said investors would be delighted to jump back into South Africa if the government made progress on structural reforms that would enable Goldman's to help draw foreign capital to the country. Penkin told Bloomberg that this was because companies and managements remained by and large of incredibly high quality. At the moment, investors were taking a bit of a wait-and-see approach, he said. Commenting on steps taken to fix South Africa's ailing economy, Penkin said Ramaphosa had yet to deliver the overall business leaders needed for resuscitated growth. He had little to show on addressing Eskom debt and other measures such as the sale of telecom spectrum and easing an onerous visa regime. Anglo-American's full-year profits have climbed 9% before EBITDA and have risen to $10 billion in the year to December from $9.16 billion a year ago. Chief Executive Mark Cutifani said the miner has benefited from product and market diversification, with strong precious metals and iron ore prices offsetting weakness in diamonds and coal. Cutifani said he expected short-term impact from the coronavirus epidemic in China on its diamond business, but no further material impact as Anglo was less reliant on China. Anglo's share price rose by almost 2.5% on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. It was also announced that Natasha Viljoen has been appointed as the new Amplats CEO. De Beers posted the lowest profit since the end of the diamond monopoly, with profits 50% down in 2019. Bloomberg reports that De Beers is battling a crisis which isn't a lack of customers, but issues deeper in the supply chain, which is that mining companies have dug up too many diamonds and there is an oversupply that has driven prices down. Cutifani said there were signs that the business had started to improve, but the coronavirus could set it all back. In the face of tumbling profits, De Beers is taking a hard look at the business and was reviewing the way it sells diamonds and may cut its number of accredited buyers at the end of the year. The share price of Discovery rose by almost 7% yesterday after a drop of 8% earlier this week when Discovery warned that profits would drop by as much as 13%. Investors were spooked by the profit warning but welcomed more detail on investments that have been hurting the bottom line. Discovery says investments in new ventures were weighted to the first 6 months of the year and are likely to decline in the second half. It said that spending on the bank will fall quickly over the coming years. Meanwhile, the rand dipped yesterday amid renewed fears of the coronavirus. The local currency tested the 15 rand to the dollar level again, ending yesterday on 15 rand and 12 cents to the US dollar. Woolworths reported a 17.7% drop in half-year earnings yesterday, dragged down by weak women's wear sales and a poor Black Friday showing. Outgoing Chief Executive Officer Ian Moyer said it was another tough period of trade. Moyer said the retailers' efforts to turn around the fashion business, particularly in women's wear, would continue, with a focus on design to deliver better ranges and taste levels, as well on price. He said the coronavirus outbreak has hit sales because Woolworths' Australian retailer Davis Jones had missed out on high-spending Chinese customers due to the travel ban. Woolies' share price fell by 4.42% on the JSE. And that was your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until the next time.